Today we release From the Cloud, another product that is easy to buy in our country, a double RTX relay compatible with the Tuya application. As a standard, I will show its interior, describe the process of changing the firmware, where to solder the wires, etc., and then I will give its configuration open beacon, which GPIO is the button, which is the LED, etc. Product purchase, one of my readers bought the product on a Polish auction site, and I got it just to upload it to him open beacon and then give back to the reader. Thank you. This is always a good opportunity to do a review and analysis. The relay was quite expensive, all PLN 75, but such prices are often as we buy in our country. Dimensions, assembly diagram, specification. And here I must already pay attention. Unlimited range? No, it's just marketing. This device connects to our Wi-Fi network, and then the Tuya Cloud actually allows you to control it from around the world. But it's different. The annotation, works with mobile internet, is also interesting. Apparently, it is possible to pair this product with a hotspot and any Wi-Fi, also mobile, but it does not change the fact that a Wi-Fi router at home is needed to connect this type of Tuya products to the cloud. Kit contents. Let's see what we get for these PLN 75. This time it's poor, not even screws. The product also does not have wings for attaching, although there is this plastic hook. Interior and firmware change. The white flap is on the hooks, it pry it with a screwdriver. The system powers the KP1551SP. Next to it, you can see the AMS1117 3.3V LDO regulator. The top of the PCB, in turn. I have already described in the case of MOD003. It's identical here. Here is the analysis. There is a module inside CBU, Katori Snajduyation a dodatkowe płytce, na której też jest już jego przycisk od parowania oraz dioda LED od stanu Wi-Fi. Oto jego wyprowadzenia. Just solder the wires to RX, TX, 3.3 volt, ground. Then you need to use flasher, a rule of photo from programming. Note, performing a reboot by cutting off the power supply works only when we disconnect the whole thing from the computer with the USB to TTL programmer, and disconnect the 3.3 volt from the Wi-Fi module. Then connect the USB to the computer. Then start the programming reading procedure in BK Flasher. And then connect the 3.3 volt pin. It will not work in any other order. Nor will it catch if we just disconnect and connect 3.3 volt with the USB connected all the time. That is my observation. You can also use the CEN reset method instead of power cycle, but I didn't want to solder another wire. And configuration open beacon. P7, Wi-Fi LED N. P24, TGL channel on toggle, channel 1. P26, TGL channel on toggle, channel 2. P9, relay, channel 1. P17, relay, channel 2. P8, button, channel 1 and channel 2. Set two channels to control one by click and the other by double click. Template, summary. This product is almost identical to the MOD003 from Modemix. The same child board from the CBU with additional pads to solder to the RXTX. Programming went smoothly. Another device can run 100% locally. As for the price, it's not very good. Sometimes it is possible to order a smart switch from China for half that amount. Only then we wait much longer for the shipment. For the same amount, you can buy the whole smart switch instead of the flush module, which can also be more economical, depending on the intended use. I hope someone may find this information useful. Meanwhile, there are more devices in the queue. LED strips, in which I will also change the batch for another person who does not feel up to the task of working with a soldering iron.